what's going on here. So, just to reiterate, this is an intentional healing. That means that those of you that are savers are going to really be challenged by this. Team players, charismatic leaders, emotional intelligence specialists, going to have a real tough time with this one. Okay? Rule keepers are going to love it. Thinkers are going to love it. Thank God I don't have to go anywhere near them. I can do a healing and that's not about, it's totally about me. So what you want to be aware of is that the discipline in this healing is staying totally present with yourself. Okay? Remember in the Eckhart Tolle work, he's talking about consciousness, real consciousness in life has to be not only exhibiting the ego and the outward purpose in life, but never forgetting the inward sensation of the self. Okay? Whenever you're thinking, you lose the sensation of the self. Can you both think and feel at the same time? That is when you become, when you get into mastery. People tend to feel and then think. But doing it simultaneously, that's an incredible spiritual discipline. Very difficult to do. Thinking by its nature doesn't feel. All right, so we're going to be doing that. We're going to be thinking and feeling at the same time. We're disciplining that core feeling. So the way this healing works is you're going to be doing your... you may want to come around the corner for some of you. You're going to be getting yourself all aligned first, okay, which we just did at the foot of the table. All right, you're going to begin on the left leg. Now, so that means before I touch her left leg, I'm going to make sure that my left leg from ankle to knee is totally solidly connected through me, as wide as I can make that hara energy right up through that knee. So we're going to be bringing the energy up the legs into the physical life purpose point. Okay? By doing that, we create the base that we started with that then brings the energy up through the core. The primary line of energy is going to be supported by that. Okay? That main root. Okay? Then we're going to be connecting the physical life purpose point with a spiritual life purpose point, very similar to the exercise we just did. Then we're going to be moving up and connecting the spiritual life purpose point. And then we're going to be bringing the whole line together and holding that here. Okay? While I'm doing all that, I have to make sure that I'm holding that quality within myself. You'll find that you will really, when you're doing this work, you're going to feel incredibly supported. Your chiropractor will love you. You'll really feel like, wow, my shoulders are really back. I'm really over my legs when you really start moving this energy. And you'll notice how you often, stand like this, when you're not really connected with that pure energy of the self. And people that really own their power are very vertical. They have a lot of flow in this. Okay, so you want to be holding that. You begin with the left leg. Let me make sure I'm not gonna have any problems here. All right. You begin with the left leg, and you're gonna lift it up. Now it's important when you lift up someone's leg that you do not. So I'm focusing on my left knee to ankle right now. I'm bringing that solid. What you don't want to do is lift their leg up and hyperextend their knee. Very important here, okay? So you want to make sure as you lift their leg, you lift from the knee and the leg this way. And use your knees so you don't hurt your back, okay? All right? And what you're going to do is you're going to place the ball of their foot or the base of their foot into your spiritual life purpose point, okay? All right? And what I'm doing at this point is I'm making sure I have to lean into the table to do this, okay? What actually would work is if I slide Tony down just a little bit more. So I don't have to lean, okay? If you have to lean into the table, do it, but it's better to start your client a little bit further off the edge of the table here. All right, so now what I'm going to do is I am going to stretch. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give some traction at the ankle and at the knee. So just below the knee, I'm going to give some traction. I'm going to start stretching that, just her body. But all I'm doing inside is I am creating a powerful line of light and energy and core and feeling solid down from my knee to the floor. That's all I'm doing. Now I can notice what's happening in Toni, but it's not my job to get her to do this healing. She either meets me here or she doesn't. There's no option of helping. Okay? This is where you start really realizing that when you help somebody, you hurt them. Okay? At the deeper levels, you cannot ask someone to come into their life purpose. They have to choose it. You can show them the way, but you cannot make them walk that, walk it. So now I'm going to come to here, and I'm going to focus my energy from my knee to my hip. And we lift, arm goes over, grabs the knee, pulls it into your physical life purpose point, and then gives traction from the hip. So all you're doing is you are working with your own knee to hip energy, making that as solid and powerful and flowing with this core energy as you can, and then you're just opening and awakening their energy center in the same way. You're just allowing that whatever they can come up with, wherever they can meet you, is good.
Can you explain what you mean by traction?
Traction means I'm pulling down with the lower hand and pushing up with the upper hand. So over here, it was pulling down with the lower hand and up with the upper hand. Okay, so traction is you're trying to stretch the bone a little bit. Okay, and then you're going to get to now. Oh, very, very, very important. This healing means when you do this healing, they can have no voluntary movements. You have to tell them. If you have a voluntary movement, like you want to wave to me, you want to say, oh, by the way, or every time, if they use a voluntary movement, you have to start over again. This is a surrender for them. They are not allowed to do anything, help anything, do anything other than just lay there. If they sneeze, if it's involuntary, that's not going to affect things, okay? But if they apologize for sneezing, you have to start over again, okay? All right, so when you move them, you have to move them. And if they help you move, you have to start over again. And so team players, it's like, you know, when they lift up your hand, don't go, oh, let me help. Let them move you. Okay? The first thing you're going to do is you're going to reach under their body. When we're working now with the physical life purpose point, right in here, it's in the core of the body. It's like a little, balloon, a little round ball in there. And as you fill it, it'll get bigger and get hotter. So what you're going to do is you're going to reach, it's just below the belly button, about an inch and a half below the belly button. You're going to reach under the body with both hands, and you're going to pull back on the spine to align it. So you're bringing it into alignment first this way, and then you're going to bring one hand out on top, and you're going to fill it, and then you're going to integrate it with the hip. Okay? So it starts...
It kind of feels to me like a snake. When I'm holding in from underneath for both of them, it kind of, to me, feels like almost like grabbing onto a snake. Like a very solid snake.
So right on your spine, you don't go all the way over.
You go beyond it and pull back. Yeah. And hook the spine back. So I go underneath, and the easiest way to get underneath someone's body, especially if, you know, if you're working with one of our larger men, and there's a weight issue, underneath the sheet gives you you can sort of sneak under there that way, okay? So then, and you want to get both hands underneath. And now, once again, I am now coming into my dantian. Okay? Many, many years of martial arts, I spent many hours in this position developing this physical life purpose point. And so I want that wide stance. I want my body totally centered over my hips. And now I'm working the center of my core in this energy. Pulling Toni back. And then I'm going to begin to fill. The upper hand comes out and goes on top. And now we're going to fill.
What are you filling it
with? I'm not sending anything filling. All I'm doing is I'm filling mine. At that point, I am filling mine as wide as I can make it from this left leg. This left leg is becoming solidly... let me explain it in one sec. So let me get through this part. And then we're going to have the... lower hand come out, and now we're going to integrate it all the way down through the legs. So now what I've got on my body is I have got a fully fluid, powerful, unbendable leg on my left side. Okay? From my core of my body down my left leg. The movie Terminator. Terminator 2, has everybody seen the Terminator movies?
Yeah.
The Terminator came back and was a liquid metal creature.
Yeah.
Okay? That's ultimately what we're literally, the type of power that the Hara line has is like, it's more powerful, stronger than any other tensile strength. Nothing on earth is as strong as it is, and yet it's flexible. It's fluid. So it's strong as a, you know, I like the idea of the tree, because the tree can literally, when a hurricane hits it, it'll bend and move, but it will never break. And the Hara line can handle anything that this world can throw at it. Only the ego breaks. The Hara line doesn't break. The ego breaks and then dissociates. And the dissociation is where the Hara line breaks off of its course. So now we're going to be doing the same thing on the other side. So that was the left side, up, and now we're going to come up the right side. Same thing, lifting up. And now I'm totally focused on my right leg, knee to foot. Just bam. I mean, you don't have to do that, but it's just like that. It's driven all the way down to the core of the earth. And I'm allowing, with traction, Tony to meet me. Picture that I'm a mirror. And she is going to mirror back to me the size of my Hara line, the size of my physical life purpose line. Okay, I'm going to act as a mirror. I'm not going to act as any, nothing's being sent here. And then we're going to be doing, remember, reaching over the knee. This is, sometimes people try to do it this way or that way, just over the knee, pull it into your belly, and then press and get your traction here. Once again, now I'm knee to my hip. Okay, and as I do that, I feel my leg getting more and more solid. Make sure they move their leg back. If you leave their leg over here, they're going to move it. And then you're going to have to start over again. Okay? Make sure that they're well, you know, sort of well positioned so they're comfortable for this healing. Then we're going to be doing the same thing here. Same as before. We hook under with both hands.
So are you hooking under right into the spine here? Or
yep.
The other side of the spine.
You actually shoot like past it just slightly.
You go past the spine and you pull back.
Pull back to the edge. And down
so you're
here.
Grabbing that muscle.
What if somebody has staff
yep.
problems?
Okay. What?
This doesn't bother.
It doesn't?
No.
Just one time you do it?
One.
On
that side and this
right.
side. So now we're pulling it into, once again, we're pulling it in. And at this point in my body, I'm moving right into my own physical life purpose point and really feeling that connection. Now both legs are fully into my physical life purpose point. And now I'm going to bring the upper hand out.
And it's energetically, like I'm not actually doing anything to their spine.
Oh, no.
Right.
Pulling?
No, you're pulling. You're physically pulling, but energetically you're not sending or doing anything. You're just, you're physically pulling. What's going on inside my body is the only thing that's going to make this healing work. Okay? Right. So this... Yeah, just a little tug underneath there. And then when you're doing this, you're just holding... And you're allowing that energy to build up in that part, okay? And this is also a place where you're going to really start feeling your heat coming up as you do this. And then we're going to integrate down through the leg from the hip down. And at this point, you really feel here like you are unmovable. You literally have roots in you like a giant sequoia. You know, just picture that there's just like, you know, just you will feel so solid as you get to this point. We're going to move, and now I'm going to be consciously moving my energy from the physical life purpose point up to the spiritual life purpose point, connecting this amazing tree, this amazing power at the physical level with a purpose. It already has a purpose to exist. It wouldn't be here if that purpose to exist is clear. It's like that's the loving what is. That's what you start with next year. If you can't look at the way you are and say, that's exactly where it's supposed to be, you can't get to this point. How could it not be? It exists. This is existence right here. You exist as you are, and you have a purpose by just existing. So now we bring it up to intelligence. So now we're connecting that existence with that much higher purpose. So now we're really making sure that you have a strong connection here between the two points. And depending upon who you're working on, there may be bends. You know, the life purpose line may bend around depending upon how it's being pulled. But the whole focus is to hold as pure a line as you can have so that they can come back into that. Then you're going to be moving from, and now notice I moved up. I didn't go from here to there. Okay? I have to keep the integrity of my physical life purpose line pure the whole time. So I move up, change hands. And now I'm going to be about a foot and a half or 2 feet above her head. And now I'm connecting this point here, okay, in myself, in a much different way than I did just to prepare. I'm really bringing it on. Sometimes when you do this, you will literally hear like a firecracker go off. You will literally like, where did that come from? It will, when you connect to, and sometimes it'll happen, like after I teach this healing for, you know, a couple of weekends or for the weekend, I'll go home, I'll be sitting, you know, just relaxing, and it makes like a popping through type of a noise. When you really connect, it really locks in. And so don't be surprised if you hear something sometimes when that happens. So now we're just holding that point. I'm really feeling this much higher connection to, you know, that comes down and feeds the your spiritual life purpose, pure information. Because remember, this is what you've got now. This is what you're supposed to do now. But both are connected to the flow of life coming up from the earth and the flow of consciousness coming down from heaven. So at no point does this ever get stagnant. This is brand new in every moment. Your life purpose, you can't figure out your life purpose right now and know it for the rest of your life. You figure out your life purpose and realize it's a quality of being that you exhibit. And as long as you continue to exhibit that quality of being as you're being called to do it, you're on your life purpose. But you don't figure it out like it's not a job or anything like that. Okay. Then from there, now we've got the whole body connected. Now we're going to really make sure that the life purpose line from all the way down, all the way up, is pure and solid and connected. One of the things that happens here, depending upon how big the person is on your table, you cannot break your line. It would be nice to be able to reach all the way down like this, but now you've totally broken your line. It won't do any good at all. It's better to have your hands right here, okay, and keep yourself perfectly in alignment than it is to make a big reach. So be really careful, and the teacher is going to come around and really help you with your alignment when you're doing this. Now, this is where you now take this healing and you bring your hands together and you literally hold their essence, you hold their life purpose. And what you're doing at this point is you are going to take that and you are going to bless with this alignment. You're going to bless all of the past, all the last past lives, because they have had an influence on why this life was chosen. And the healing that you can do in the past lives as you go back through can heal what that karma, that belief system that they just can't quite get. They can't quite see something. We talked about it. You can't know what you don't know. Well, sometimes they come out of this healing and all of a sudden they know something they didn't know before. So what you're going to be doing now is you're going to be holding it. So you bring it together, palms together, turn and cup gently, carefully. This takes an enormous amount of reverence. And then all you're going to do is slowly, and you can do this with your eyes closed. Sometimes it's hard to see past lives with your eyes open. So you just want to go back. And as you turn, you're going to do a full turn all the way to your left. And then you're going to gently release. No clothes needed. Okay? You're just going to honor sacredness of such an incredible opportunity to share with them. And Tony, I just want to share a little something with Tony. Sometimes in past lives you'll see various different things that Tony just recently, can I share what's going on? Tony just recently took her first head of rehab position. She's consistently been like she has consistently taken powerful and yet second in command positions over and over and over again. Okay? And to our great frustration, as her friends, that we know she's capable of doing, you know, enormous great leadership work. And I've worked with Tony on healings, you know, over the years, and each time it's always something new. She took power a number of times by stabbing her boss. I know that's hard for you to believe, the way she deals with me, but that siren. She never got away with it. You know, it was the right thing to do because she was under a tyrant, and she was going to do it differently. But by killing, she was the one that became. She had the karma in that of being the one that was the victim, the one that was the scapegoat for this. And so when we went around and we healed that. Comes up, the thing that's up for them in their life gets presented. Why? Because if Tony's life purpose is clearly she's being called to do this work, to lead. But there's this massive resistance from the level of the past life within the life purpose line. It's like, I know this is what I'm here to do, but when I've done this in the past, it has been, you know, it's failed. And when I take my power, somehow it goes. So I want you to notice that when I was doing that siren didn't begin until I started the turn. And it stayed as long as I was turning. Right? That's the kind of thing you need to notice during a healing. That's information. The universe conspires constantly to teach you what's going on. So it wasn't just that she killed, it was that she got caught killing. It didn't work out, and so there's this part of if I ever took my power, well, you know, I would be betrayed, I would be murdered for it, I would then, you know, not. So it's better to stay number two and suffer than it is to take over. So thanks. Is that okay to share?
Well, it was funny because when the siren goes off, I'm like, oh my God, they're here to get me. That was the first thought. I'm like, I hope nobody sees him take me away.
So that's the healing. We're going to talk you through it. Yes.
I just have a quick question that I hope. Okay.
I know we're not working with the chakra system in this healing, so how should a client feel when the healing is over?
The greatest part about healings is you don't know till you're done, and you'll know when you're done.
That's a good answer.
To me, this is one of my favorite healings of all the healings.
Yeah.
I use this. I'll throw this in the middle of all sorts of other stuff, too. Eventually, you learn how to hold all the chakras and the life purpose line and the core when you do all your healings. And then, no matter what you do, they're getting just a rock-solid healing. Okay.
Can they have sort of like the next day? I've had done a couple of healings or practices, I don't know, yeah. And the next day they've told me they felt better, not initially.
Yeah, we're not about them feeling better, folks.
Well, no, but they'll tell me. No, that's what they said.
Right.
After, like, they'll...
Yeah, no, this... You'll find with this healing they'll go very deep. What it triggers in their life, you don't know. You never know. And one of the things about healing, folks, is that only the ego is about making them better. Healing is not about making them better. Healing is about waking them up. And if waking up, they wake up to more pain, more suffering, more terror, then you're there for them to hold that space and realize this is what you need to work through. This is what was holding behind that pain. Don't feel like if they come off the table and go, wow, my head is killing me. Jesus, what did you do to me? Say, okay, so let's work with that now. What happens? How is your head the part of you that's keeping this thing solidly locked? You know, how is that working? So building trust. The problem is that when you're working on family, they just want a quick healing and feel better. Mm-hmm. They want a happy healing. Mm-hmm. And so you don't bring too much energy to them. That's why you don't want to work on family. You want to work on people that you know, that are come in and want to investigate something. Family's tough to work on because you just really get to do the happy, oh, it's so good. We're going to be happy.
I think the best way is to experience it. So on the table, let's go.